We are learning Mesechta Shchulin Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting the second line from the top of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. We are continuing the story with Yaakov Avinu and the Soroi Shel Esav, where they had a Mechama, and where he injured is the Giranasha, and that's where the Sui comes in over here. The Pasuk in Hoshea says, Vayoshar El Malach Vayuchal Bocha Vayishchanan Loi. And Vayoshar means that he fought with the Malach, and Vayuchal, someone had a victory. Bachav is charan loy. Any day me, nasa sar lami. Who became the sar? Like Rashi says, any day al ezem em oimer vayuchal. Shenot zach manasa sar. Who won and became the sar? Im Yaakov lemalach. Vahokam av Yoshar Yaakov al malach vayuchal Yaakov. Yaakov won. Vahokam av Yoshar Yaakov malach loyma nestar lo mosay amalach vayuchal amalach v'netzchay. Malach became the winner. Who won the fight? Kishuaymer, Kisarisa Emelekim, or Emelehim, Havaymer, Yaakov, Nasa, Sarah, Lamalach. You see from here that Yaakov became the Sarah Lamalach. Yaakov could say that he called me Yisrael. Why? Kibayemer, Lo Yaakov, Yemer, Oy, Shimcha, Kim, Yisrael, Kisarisa Emelekim, Emanosh, Vetuchal. So you see, you won over the Malach. Havaymer, Yaakov, Nasa, Sarah, Lamalach. Bachavay, Yisrael, Lo Yedeh, Be Bachel, Me. Who cried to who? Kishuaymer, Vayemer, Shalcheni. The Malach asked, please send me, because I have to say Shira, Vayemer, Shalcheni, Vayemer, Malach. Bachel Yaakov. See, the Malach cried to Yaakov to let him go. So the Gemara writes, the Gemara makes another drosh from Kisarisa. Kisarisa Melekim Vemenoshim. Omer Rabba Remez Ramaz Loi. This is a remez. Shasidim Shnei Sorim Lotzis Menu. You're gonna have two sorim. This is a whole different taich. It's a taich up here, drosha. That Kisarisa Melekim Vemenoshim. You will have two sorim come from you for generations. Two types of sorim. Two type of leaders. You're gonna have leaders that are called Elikim and leaders that are called Anoshim. Omer Rabba Ramaz Remez Ramaz Loi Shishim Shnei Sorim Lotzis Menu. Rosh Gadol Shiv Bavel, which the Rosh Gadol and Bavel was the Rosh Galusa. They were actually in a certain way. They had their own government, the Eden and Bavel, and they had their own leader. And those leaders were for like 400 years. So those leaders were not smuchim. They didn't have smicha. So not called Elikim. They were called Anoshim. But Nasi Shir Eretz Yisrael, that was the Nasiim Eretz Yisrael, starting from Hillel Hazaki, and they were Nasiim for years. And they also for a bunch of years, and they were smuchim, they were called Elikim. So this is the remnants of two type of leaders that will come out of Yaakov Avinu, the Rosh Gaila and the Nasi Shver Tzol. Mekan Romez Loi Golos. And you see from here, there will be a time when there will be Golos, because you see, Rosh Golos from above, there will be a time when there will be Golos. Something more about it, we're in Darshan Olop Sukkim now. This Pasuk is by the Sar Hamashkim, and when he said over the dream to Yosef at Tzadik in the jail. And says in the Pasuk, that he saw in his dream a vine with three branches, parachas, with sprouting blossoms, also nitza, and all of a sudden it turned into grapes, eshkol of grapes. What's this referring to? What's the remez to Amarav? Elu gimel sorei geim yitz mishav b'chol dar v'dar. This three serigim, the three branches, are referring to the three geim, which means ashirim v'kreivim l'malchus, three rich people from the Eden who come out of, every generation has in the Eden leaders, rich leaders who are close to the government. Sometimes it's two in Bavel v'echav Yisrael, sometimes two in Eretz Yisrael, and one in Bavel. And Yov Rabbanu Reinayu, B'Ravonu Ukva, Ravonu Nechem Yim Nebar the Rav. And they put their eyes on these two leaders, these two askanim who were Ashir and Mekarim Malchus, and I guess it was in Babel, this Ravona Ukva, Ravona Nechem, Yibnei Bartei, the Rab. That's the example of these two people. This is like similar to like the idea that there's 36 Hadikim every door. There's three game every door. We don't know who they are exactly. Ravona said it was these two. They were the three. They were two out of three game. Rava Amma, Elu means something else. Elu Shloshi Sari Goyim Shlam Shosari Yisrael. There are three Sorei Goyim that Malamdim Zchus al Yisrael. Now Rashi learns Sorei Goyim means the Malachim. It means every Ummah, every nation has its Malach in Shemayim, and then Malamdim Zchus al Yisrael, and therefore the Goyim don't do anything to Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Gershom learns Koloim Goyim Kesherim, Koloim Adarcha, and the Shem Shel Rav. He says that, like three, every Godar has three Goyim Kesherim, Shalom Zchus al Yisrael, like Donald Trump. The three Goyim in every Dar. They were lamed zchus al Yisrael, b'chol dar v'dar. Tanya, Rav Eliezer Eimer. So let's plug this Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi. We're talking about the Sorei, the Malach of the Uma, or the actual king himself. Tanya Eliezer Eimer, Geffen, other than having like 5-6 drushes of this pasuk of a Geffen Shloisha Sarigim, and as told at bottom Raman. So tomorrow, Tanya Eliezer Eimer, Geffen Zal Ilam. Geffen is referring to the world. Shloisha Sarigim Zav, Rami Zav Yaakov is referring to the three avos who hold up the world. Vikvarachas also nitza, and they're like a blossom. And Rashi explains this is a lower level. In choshev nates called kachkas regim. They're not as choshev as the branches. Shemanofim koshem branches are very strong. This something that sprouts is a blossom is not as strong. That's referring to the emayus. Also very big, but not at the same level as Rami Zvi Yaakov. Elu emayus. Hivshilu eshkolisah anof melu shvatim, and that it sprouts forth grapes. That's referring to the shvatim. Omle Rishua. This dream is to come and tell you something that was already. When the time that Sar HaMashkin had his dream, already Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Moyes, the Shvatim, all born already. So usually, Chaloyim is Me'in Nevuah. So I'm going to assure you, the only Maral El Adam, Masha Osalias, was going to be. Hello, Geffen Zeh Torah. Geffen is referring to the Torah. This is about Hashem's going to give Klai Yisrael the Torah. It's a revuah to that. So let's read about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. That's Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, who through them, it'll help them get the Torah. Because Moshe, Aaron, after the Torah, Miriam, Mishchus, her, you had the Be'er, and you had a way to live through the Midbar, and Mekabal Torah. Vika Parachas also needs to, El Sanhedrin, who also crystallize the Torah. She was going to say, no, Elo HaTzadikim, Shechol Dor, these are the Tzadikim in every single Dor. So it is a Nevuah. It's a Nevuah to something that's going to tell you that you're going to get the Torah one day. You're going to get the one that this is it was a nevuah that the Begalus Mitzrayim, and that the Makabal the Torah, I did Moshe and Tzadik Adar. I'm Rav Gamil. I die in Trichin Olam Madoy. We still need the drasha of Madoy, the Mukum Lekula Bechad Makum, because these other drashas are to all different type of things, but Rav Elazar Madoy puts it all into one category. Geffen Zeh Yerushalayim. Geffen Zeh, the Nevuah was that one day you have Yerushalayim, which is like the Geffen. Shloisha Sarigim Zeh, Mikdash, Melech, Kohen Gadol. These are three branches that all were Negeya in the time of the Beis Mikdash. You had the Beis Mikdash, you had the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol all were in the time of the Beis Mikdash. Vika Parachas also Nitza. Elo Pirchei Kuno. That's talking about the young Kohanim. Avshilosh Gosen Av, Mel Nesachim. That's referring to the Nesachim. So all talking about really the Beis Mikdash. Geffen Yishlai, Mikdos Korach Ben Gadol, Korach Azol Znitz, Lepirach Kuna, and then Elim Nesachim. Meshum Alevi, Mukul HaMatonis. He's talking about the Matonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Dorim Meshum Alevi, Geffen Zeh Torah, that's the Matonis that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shloish Shvikim Zeh Be'er, Amud Onon, Uman. This is referring to the Be'er of Mayim, the Amud Onon, the clouds, and Uman, and the Mon. Vika Korach Azol Znitz, Elu HaBekurim. That's the Bekurim, like Rashi explains. This is that Jechnisim Eretz Toivo Malaya Peres. Hashem brought us into the Eretz Tzol, which was a gewaldige place full of Peres. And we bring Bekurim from that. And we bring Nesachim from that as well. Elu Bekurim, if she was going to say Novim, that the we had a cluster of grapes, Elu Nesachim, that's referring to the Nesachim, which was made out of wine. And Rav Yirmiya Ba'aba Omar, a different drasha. Geffen El Yisrael is Klai Yisrael. Chen Oimer, what do you find that Geffen's Klai Yisrael? The pasuk says, Geffen Mitzrayim Tasiya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Geffen from Mitzrayim, which is Klai Yisrael. Shloisha Sarigim El Shloisha Rugalim. Shei Yisrael Oilem Behem. These are referring to the three Yom Tovim that Klai Yisrael goes up to Beis Mikdash. Shol Shana V'Shana. V'Yikah Parach HaSol Sanitza Agiyaz Ma'am Shei Yisrael Lifrei Yisrael Arvis. That's a remez that Klai Yisrael multiplied in a big way. And Rashi says it's from the pasuk that's talking about in Mitzrayim, where it says there that they multiplied. And it's a little bit of a kasha because it's out of order then. We already said they went out of Mitzrayim, then we said, Shloisha Regalim, then we said, Gizman Shishol, Lifrois, Velarabois. So they talk about the Shaila. But like upon him, it's telling you that these things all happened to Klai Yisrael. They go to Mitzrayim and they multiplied. The Gemara brings this pasuk that from Mitzrayim. So it's out of order, really. But that they spoke about exactly what had the taich. Also, Nitza, what does that mean? So also, Nitza is a lashon of Geula. Why? It gives Mitzrayim a legal. It's come the time for Klai Yisrael to be saved. This means lashon lavi. V'cheinu Eimer, v'yez Nitzcham al begodai, v'yeiz nitzchom al begodai, v'chom abushay agalti. And this is referring to by Edom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys Edom, and the marshal is that his clothing will be full of blood, from the enemy. So here also with Darshaning, the same thing, that Nitzah means is Lashon Netzach. Netzach is Lashon of victory of blood. That's why Yez Nitzcham HaBagad means blood spritzed on the Begad, because Lashon of victory. And also Nitzah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael. If Shiloh is going to say, "Enough, Megias Manas Shal Mitzrayim, Lishto is Kaisar Ta'ila." It's come time for Mitzrayim to drink the bitter Kais. V'Haydu Dama Rava Shloisha Kais Amuris Mitzrayim. In the pasuk that's talking about the Sar Hamashkim, in that pasuk it says Kais three times in the pasuk. If I want to read the pasuk, I have to get a chumash. The pasuk says there Kais three times. When it says that he's saying over the story, he says to have a Kais over Paroi. And it says in that pasuk, the lashon of the word kais three times. Why is the word kais three times? Referring to these three kaises of the enemy that's going to get destroyed, is a kais harta'ela, is this bitter kais. So it says like there, the kais pare biyadi, that's one time kais. This pasuk, it's parak mem pasuk yud aleph. Kais pare biyadi, ve'echas anavim, ve'eschat oisam el kais pare, it's number two, ve'etin is a kais al kaf pare. Three times in the pasuk, it says the word kais. That's a comment referring to this remez. What's the remez? Shosh kais moiz b'tari lama echad kais harta ilo. Lama echad shosh mei moisha. One that the paroi drank mei moisha. He drank the bitter kais. He had all the makis and the whole Mitzrayim was destroyed. Ve'echad shosh mei paroi nechei. In the days of paroi nechei, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed paroi at that time. Like Rashi brings down, one day Mitzrayim will again drink the Kais HaTayel together with all the other guys. Lost of love. I'm like Rav, Rav, Yerim, Rav. Ki Dorosh Lu, Rav, Lahanikroi. When Rav used to darsh in this pasuk by Garata, Kavasech Dorosh Lu. He darshan like you. That this pasuk that Geffen is Klai Yisrael and Shosh Rigim El Shosh Rigolim, this last drasha, he said that Rav is darshan like you. And a bunch of other drashas, this is the way Rav darshan, like you, like Yerim, Rav. He says, this Umma, this nation, Klai Yisrael, is Nimshala. The Moshla is, it's compared to a Geffen. Zemayr Shavah is branches of the Balabatim. Those are the Balabatim who are the Balichasodim, like Rashi says. The Maaz, Mayr Azum, it's Seel, Lovim, Va'alim. Just like a branch gives out peiris and leaves. V'hu Iker HaGeffen, Kach Balibatim, Goyim L'Chesed, Machzikim, Yidei Aniyim, Mephazim, Mayinam, Malchus, B'shvil HaChayim, Eskam HaYodim. The whole Kiyam HaKlal Yisrael happens with the Balabatim who support them, support the Aniyim, and support the, then pay the government off. Eshkolois Shabbah El Tamid Chavim. The grapes, obviously the Tamid Chavim. Alan Shabbah, the leaves, El Ami Aretz. Those Ami Aretz would do something. The Ami Aretz, but the Maaseh, they hold back the wind. They're passively good for the Tamid Chavim because they protect them. They're like the leaves who protect the grapes. They don't do much, they don't add much, but they protect them. If it's very windy, the leaves catch the wind. Konkoinia Shabbah, the little twigs that fall out of the grapes that are worthless, Elu Rikonim Shabbishol. These are the empty ones of Klai Yisrael attack are worthless. Vahainu Shalchim Itam, that we see that the Amoratim have some kind of purpose. Vahainu Shalchim Itam, Liboy Rachmim Iskala Alya. Let the grapes daven for the leaves. The Mali Ayala Miskaya Miskali, because without the leaves, the grapes wouldn't be Mekuyim. We need those leaves. We need those leaves to protect the grapes. Something more about that. More drushes told the bottom Ramad. It says, the Pasuk in Hosea, beginning of Hosea, there's a whole story there where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea to marry a woman, have children, and divorce her. And the marshal was to Klal Yisrael. And it says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I bought Klal Yisrael, ve'ech roha li b'chamisha osa kasef, I purchased Klal Yisrael for 15 kesef. What does that mean? What's a drasha? The keva, let's talk about the keva of Maror Shachpel that I bought. Karisi Loshim buying. What does it mean? 15. Is that Tesvav Benisam? Klal Yisrael was bought by, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought Klal Yisrael on Tesvav Benisam the day of Pesach. Shabbai Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. Kesef Fesu El Tzadikim. This pasuk is referring to a conversation between Nebuchadnezzar and Amon and Moav. Amon told Nebuchadnezzar, go destroy Klal Yisrael. He said, I'm scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. He's far away. So what about Tzadikim? He said, the Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away already. Tzoror HaKesef Lagav Yodai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Kesef already, took away the Tzadikim. So you see, Tzadikim are Kesef. Chayim Esayrim, which is 30 kur, but Lesach Esayrim is 15. El Mem Hei Tzadikim Shem Meskayim. These are 45 Tzadikim that the whole world is Meskayim Behem. Any day, I don't know where exactly they are. Im Shleishim Khan, 30 are here in Bavo, Tesval Rechov, 15 Rechovim, or Im Shleishim Rechov, Tesval Khan, or 30 Rechovim, 15 here. Shoyim Zipazuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'echo Shleishim Kesef, Ve'echo Chesef, Beis Hashem El Yitzer. I took the 30 Tzadikim, I threw them into the Beis HaMikdosh. El Yitzer is Lashon of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Beis HaYitzer. Havaimer, Shloishim Ritzal, from here you see, or 30 Ritzal, with Tesvav Khan, and 15 over here in Babel. Amabai, where do you find them? Berubayu Meshtaki, most of the Tzadikim, the stories that they got found where? Beknishto Tusiyavta. In the Beis Knesset, that's under the shed. Like some little low Beis Medrash, no one knows about it. They're not Mufursamim, they're not people who are Mufursamim. A lot of times, Tzadikim are people who are not Mufursamim. Not everyone knows about them. Like the pasuk says, I told the goyim, "Im toy beinechem havu shari, v'mloy chadlu." Vayishkul shari shoshim kesef. This pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the goyim that you are supporting tzaddikim and you're getting schar because of that. But if you're not going to behave, then give me back the tzaddikim and you lose your schar. And that's and kachava. Vayishkul shari shoshim kesef. I took back the 30 tzaddikim, and says this pasuk preceded the pasuk before, and then he said, I took the 30 tzaddikim and threw them into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Eilu Shloishim Tzaddike Umas Oilam, She Umas Oilam Eskayim Aleim. These are the 30, so it's a big shaila what this means exactly. The Mashal learns, Rashi learns it's referring to the regular Goyim. It's a continuation of the drasha. Yishku Eschari Shoshim Kesef, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Eilu Shloishim Tzaddikim Umas Oilam, She Umas Oilam Eskayim Aleim. That the Umas Oilam Eskayim are these 30 tzaddikim because the schar, they support the tzaddikim in their country, they get schar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away. That's one pshat. The Marashah learns that these 30 tzaddikim are referring to actually the tzaddikim umas oilam, talking about the goyim, I in the Marashah. So my colleagues, Rashi and the Marashah, if the shloishim tzaddikim umas oilam are referring to regular tzaddikim or it's referring to the tzaddikim umas oilam. Ula amar, this 30 is referring to something else. Elu shloishim mitzvahs shekiblu aleim bnei noach v'yim iskayim shloishah. These are the 30 mitzvahs that bnei noach were mekabel on them and only mekayim three of them. Rashi says, "Lo nisparshu where his 30 mitzvahs are." He doesn't know where the 30 mitzvahs. Usually, you assume it's 7 mitzvahs, not 30. Actually, the B'tzal Maranchberg on the side here brings down from a Maimer from I think it's Rav Sadia Goyin. He brings down that all the 30 mitzvahs what they could be, but they kept it's the 30 mitzvahs basically are different branches of Avodah Zarah, like Oiv and Yadayni and all these other mitzvahs. You could figure out altogether 30 mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs are not to keep Shabbos, not to learn Torah. That could be one of the mitzvahs also. But they're not Mekayim, all the 30 mitzvahs. Ella Shloisha. What are the three mitzvahs of Mekayim? It's not even the regular seven mitzvahs of Menayach. One of them is Achas and Tapa Mabez, Shein Kosvim Ksubel Ischarim, which means that Rashi says, even though the Choshed are Mishkav Zachar, but and Meyachlam Latashmisham, Ein Noyim Kaos Roish and Raida Ksuba. It's a pillow because today this changed. Today, even the Raida Ksuba. But it says, one thing you don't do is, Ein Kaosim Ksuba Lascharim, Ve'achas She'ein Sheiklim Bosa Meis Mekulim. They eat Bosa of Adam, Bosa Meis of Adam, but they don't sell in the butcher shop. That much they don't do. Ve'achas Mechabim is Tyra. And thirdly, they're Mechabim the Tyra. Now, in the case of Bosa Meis Mekulim, Rashi has two pshat. One pshat means a mace of Adam. Another pshat is Bosa Meis, Bosa Behemish, a mace of Atzma. They don't sell meat that dies by itself. They kill their meat, which is a certain darga of normalcy, that they Nechira, that's the way they eat their meat. But they don't sell meat that Nevela died out in Atzma. They don't sell that. That's another pshat in the second thing. And the third thing is Mechab Mestatayra. What is Mechab Mestatayra? So it's a big shot what it means exactly. Rav Moshe Netshuva writes that Mechab Mestatayra means that even when they make their own laws, they're toiled in the Torah. A lot of the non-Jewish laws, They're based on the Torah. You see, they have a covet of a Torah. That's what it means with Chavim as Torah. These are three things that they did, at least in the Gemara's days. They didn't write Ksubel Ozcharim, Eim Shoiklim Bosa Hamesim Bekulim, and Va'ach HaShem Chavdim as a Torah.